Door 1. Practice for your oral exam. Page 6. San Franciscans mark a day of destruction.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In San Francisco, thousands of people gathered before dawn this morning to mark a solemn anniversary. The great earthquake and fires of 1906 struck 100 years ago today. And as the city paused to remember those who died, some survivors were also on hand to tell the tale of what happened. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker reports.
A large crowd gathered at Lauda's Fountain, one of the few structures that survived the 1906 earthquake and fire. It became a meeting place and message center for the survivors. Today, city officials laid a wreath on the fountain in memory of the thousands who died 100 years ago today. A minute of silence at 5:13 a.m. when the quake struck was followed by the sounding of fire and police sirens and the ringing of church bells throughout San Francisco. The South of Market Boys, a civic and drinking organization, began this commemoration in 1916. In fact, some in the crowd had partied all night. Others wore clothes of the period, Victorian dresses for the women, bowler hats, black suits, and spats for the men, like Randy Roach.
I'm proud to say that I'm a fourth-generation San Franciscan, and my great-grandfather was a brick salvager here in 1906.
So he had plenty of work.
He had plenty of work, and he made a lot of money.
A dozen earthquake survivors made it to today's ceremony. Some remembered the sadness, but a few recalled the disaster as a great adventure.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In San Francisco, thousands of people gathered before dawn this morning to mark a solemn anniversary. The great earthquake and fires of 1906 struck 100 years ago today. And as the city paused to remember those who died, some survivors were also on hand to tell the tale of what happened. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker reports.
A large crowd gathered at Lauda's Fountain, one of the few structures that survived the 1906 earthquake and fire. It became a meeting place and message center for the survivors. Today, city officials laid a wreath on the fountain in memory of the thousands who died 100 years ago today. A minute of silence at 5:13 a.m. when the quake struck was followed by the sounding of fire and police sirens and the ringing of church bells throughout San Francisco. The South of Market Boys, a civic and drinking organization, began this commemoration in 1916. In fact, some in the crowd had partied all night. Others wore clothes of the period, Victorian dresses for the women, bowler hats, black suits, and spats for the men, like Randy Roach.
I'm proud to say that I'm a fourth-generation San Franciscan, and my great-grandfather was a brick salvager here in 1906.
So he had plenty of work.
He had plenty of work, and he made a lot of money.
A dozen earthquake survivors made it to today's ceremony. Some remembered the sadness, but a few recalled the disaster as a great adventure.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In San Francisco, thousands of people gathered before dawn this morning to mark a solemn anniversary. The great earthquake and fires of 1906 struck 100 years ago today. And as the city paused to remember those who died, some survivors were also on hand to tell the tale of what happened. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker reports.
A large crowd gathered at Lauda's Fountain, one of the few structures that survived the 1906 earthquake and fire. It became a meeting place and message center for the survivors. Today, city officials laid a wreath on the fountain in memory of the thousands who died 100 years ago today. A minute of silence at 5:13 a.m. when the quake struck was followed by the sounding of fire and police sirens and the ringing of church bells throughout San Francisco. The South of Market Boys, a civic and drinking organization, began this commemoration in 1916. In fact, some in the crowd had partied all night. Others wore clothes of the period, Victorian dresses for the women, bowler hats, black suits, and spats for the men, like Randy Roach.
I'm proud to say that I'm a fourth-generation San Franciscan, and my great-grandfather was a brick salvager here in 1906.
So he had plenty of work.
He had plenty of work, and he made a lot of money.
A dozen earthquake survivors made it to today's ceremony. Some remembered the sadness, but a few recalled the disaster as a great adventure.